Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Keep it locked right here, y'all.
eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee, your secret Thursday rendezvous. Remember, what happens on eBay Radio stays on eBay Radio. Now, here's Griff and Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. Oh, what fun it is to call 88-RADIO-30. Again, that's 888-723-4630. We were talking on the before the break about changing your store name.
No, actually, this was something else.
I thought it was the store name.
No, that was that was last hour. I want whatever drugs you're on right
no,
now.
No, no, because I said I have to research this.
Yeah, but we were talking about the destroyed item and the, remember?
We've gone beyond that. So before we get to the destroyed item.
Okay.
You're correct. And I would love to share the drugs I'm on, but I'd have to shoot you. Let's see. So when you change your store name, you and I wasn't absolutely sure of this, you do get the new store URL immediately.
Oh, okay.
Right. So if he or she is having a problem with this, email me at griff@ebay.com.
Okay.
With the details, of course. So we were talking about the package, and what happened was she got a note from a buyer saying the item was damaged.
And
she
sent a photo, so she refunded all of his money.
Right, but she didn't go through the return process.
Exactly.
Right?
Now eBay shows that order is eligible for unpaid item case.
Right.
What she wants to know is, should she have handled the refund in another way?
Well, I would have, but
should she have told him to open a case before refunding his money?
No, not open a case.
Okay.
I mean, look, she did the right thing. The important thing is that she refunded the money. So, this is a shortcoming of the system, is when you do that and you don't do it through the return flow. Remember, there's a return flow and there's the case flow. They're two separate. In the case, when you file the return, the item doesn't then show up afterwards as an unpaid item. So, she should just ignore that. Alert the buyer to ignore it as well, because it's not an unpaid item. Go on from there. The problem is that when you refund that way through PayPal, you won't get your final value fee back from eBay. It's not automatic. We don't know that you refunded the item.
Makes sense.
Right. So there's an advantage to having it go through the returns feature. But the smart thing is the all important thing is make sure the buyer's happy, right? So you return the money. That's great. I don't know how much money we're talking here, by the way.
They didn't mention.
Yeah.
Well, I hope we helped you out there. Thank you, Griff. We appreciate that.
And there may be some sellers who, up until February 20th, might say, well, I would have taken advantage of the fact that they just asked me to refund the money without going to the returns flow, because if it was item is damaged or not as described, then that results in a transaction defect, whereas if I just refund the money, in this case, it's no defect. So that's thinking about yourself as the seller. As of February 20th, that would be a moot point because it wouldn't matter either way. You won't get a defect for that particular reason.
Yay.
Yeah, but I wouldn't, not thinking of myself as a seller, but thinking of the buyer, you don't want to direct them. Now you have to open a case or, you know, you could tell them to go to the page and say, I want to return the item. I think some sellers might say, and select as a reason, changed my mind, I suppose. That would avoid the defect if they're willing to do it. But if the item was really damaged, arrived damaged for whatever reason, I mean, that's a transaction defect if they go through the return policy up until February 20th.
Okay. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Cindy from San Diego, California, known on eBay as Patty Sin. Hey, Cindy. Happy holidays
Hello.
To you. And what's on
Thank
your mind
you.
Today?
Merry Christmas. Well, we were talking about the shipping USPS shipping increases that will be going into effect on Sunday, January 17th. And the first class is being extended, like we said, to 16 ounces, which is kind of neat. It affects me, majority of my items. So, but also, some of the priority things are going up. So, like the flat rate padded envelope, which I use a ton of, that will be going up a little bit. So there, there's a blog, and the short URL is blog.stamps.com. And if you go there and scroll down, it shows you the deadlines for shipping, which is very interesting, which most of them have passed already for shipping your item to make
oh, yeah.
Shiver, shiver.
By Christmas. Yeah. But if you keep scrolling down on this blog, about halfway, there's the calendar, and it shows January 2016 new postage rates. And there's charts, and you can copy and paste them. I've made like a little thing to put next to my, where I list my items, so that I can see the increases. And I have a lot of good till canceled listings, so I'm going to have to spend a day or so and go in and check those on my active listings. And since I offer basically free shipping on almost everything, I think what I'm going to do is just increase my price by 70 cents or 50 cents or whatever. It shows the increase, which is kind of cool. So you know you can adjust your price a little bit by that. And I've told a lot of the members in my meetup group, remember, this is affecting everybody, not just you. Everybody who sells online and uses USPS, they're going to have to adjust their shipping prices to reflect these increases. So, you know, it'll be across the board. It won't just be that maybe your price is going to go up and nobody else's. So just something to think of and to think about in the next couple weeks before it comes up. So that's what I'm planning to do.
Well,
use the bulk editor.
Thank you for all those tips.
Yeah, and you can print these. They're really cool. They're very clear, these little blue and white boxes for priority mail flat rate, priority mail regional rate, first class package service, and then parcel select ground. It's very clear the way that stamps.com did it.
So that's blog.stamps.com.
Blog.stamps.com. But you have to scroll down past the deadlines, and there's a nice little calendar there. It's got a little arrow pointing to January 17th, so you
terrific.
Can't miss it. And then it's all the charts. So that's it.
Well, Cindy, we always love it when you call. Thank you so much.
All right.
Hope to see you soon.
Thanks, Cindy.
Griff, that was good news about your little puppy.
I know. Little
yeah.
monkey.
Little puppy.
All right,
that
we'll talk to
dog
you later.
Is 140 years old.
She'll always be. Our dogs are always puppies to us.
Yes, I know. Just like children. Thank you, Cindy.
Yeah. All right. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye, honey. Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30. And before we go to... it's Jonna, I think, in North Carolina. Appealing signs, you know, Rich, that we spoke to earlier.
Of course, yes.
He said he wrote this on the chat board. Just an update on the USPS issues we have here in our sorting center. I did contact all the proper people at USPS. These contacts were given to us from Nick Coleman and USPS contacts when they visited our meetup group. The people I talked to assured me that they would do an investigation. They even gave me case numbers and would call me on my cell. I never heard from one single person at the USPS. Not one person called, emailed, or tried to contact us. The bottom line is they don't care and are overwhelmed with calls and problems. They also refuse to scan your items at the counter if they're too busy. Now, here's the good news. He says, the new post office I go to in Wooddale, Illinois, has a policy that states nothing leaves that facility without being scanned in.
No.
That is how all the facilities should be. Sure hope you folks don't have these issues. Cheers,
no.
Rich.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so,
And like I keep telling you, at our post office, it's just one woman.
Yeah.
The other ones do it.
Yeah.
So I understand the frustration.
I know this is not something that people want to hear, but when you're in business, don't push against something that you can't change. If you're in a situation like this and you've pushed and pushed and you're not getting any satisfaction, what is your primary concern? What should be top of mind?
Your customer.
Exactly. So if you're not getting your packages fast enough to your customers because of a vendor, in this case, a carrier, start using another carrier.
Makes sense.
Right. This is what any business would do.
Jonna, in Advance, North Carolina, known on eBay as NC Eclectic Finds. Hi, Jonna. Welcome to the program. What's your question or comment?
I have a question about my shipping label. Recently, I opened up a new account for my husband before we shared one, and I took over the old account because I am selling on there. And I opened up a new PayPal account to go with the old eBay account. And my question is, when I go to print labels after I sell an item, the money is coming out of my old PayPal account instead of the new one. But when people pay for items, the money goes into the new PayPal account. I've called eBay and PayPal customer service, and they keep, you know, telling me that it's the other person's issue. And all I want to know is how to fix it.
So are you printing labels on eBay or PayPal?
eBay labels.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't have an answer for you. You're going to have to send it to me in an email, and I will forward it to someone who can take a look.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. That's griffithebay.com. Include all details.
So,
what details do you need?
I need the account names, your eBay accounts, the email address accounts for the PayPal accounts.
Okay, all right, thank you so much.
Don't hang up yet. Wait a minute, Jonna. Never in my life have I spoken to anybody from Advance, North Carolina, but I happen to know where you are because I'm from North Carolina. So I just wanted to tell you, you're the first one to ever call from that area.
This segment was brought to you by Stamps.com. Less time shipping, more time selling. Mix and mingle with a little call to talk right now. 888-RADIO-30. It's 888-723-4630. We're talking eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
Hey there, ShipStation here. We'd like to be your in-house worker bee. Here's the buzz. ShipStation excels in handling orders coming from multiple online stores and marketplaces. And we love shipping through multiple carriers. We're always working hard in the background, consolidating orders, creating label batches, updating order status and tracking, stuff like that. Our job is to make sure you get through your orders a whole lot faster. In fact, ShipStation helps you be so efficient, you'll be shaking the trees to come up with new business. Take the sting out of selling and experience shipping nirvana, the sweet honey of success. Our free 30-day trial is one of the smartest decisions you'll make in today's online marketplace. And eBay listeners, get an extra month free after the trial. Visit ShipStation.com/eBay Radio to check us out. And check us out.
Work hard to get customers in the first place and to keep them happy. You want to be all you can be as a seller. You source products, do your research, and list. Good job. Now, let's talk about the quality of your packing and shipping. That's where Bubble Fast comes in. Bubble Fast ensures you have the very best containers made from the sturdiest products, along with top quality packing materials at really decent prices delivered right to your door. Owners Robin and Mark have been eBay sellers for years, and Bubble Fast is their labor of love, all to ensure other eBayers can have the most useful shipping supplies to support their businesses. Heck, they even answer the phone themselves. Their service and reliability and the range of their products makes you exactly the kind of eBay seller you want to be. Go to BubbleFast.com right now to see the full spectrum of what they offer. That's BubbleFast.com.
Stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to lee@voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls
at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio Player. Now, here are your hosts, Griff and Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by 6-Bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings right from your desktop. Give us your rings, 5 golden rings at 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that toll-free number, 888-723-4630.
So that town that she's from, Advance, North Carolina, I read an interesting story about them a long time ago. They don't know how the town got named Advance. Nobody remembers. And there's all kinds of myths. Somebody thinks that it was a freed slave whose name was Addington Vance. Others say that they added a post office at one point. It's only 1,000 people that live there, by the way. They added a post office, and they thought the community would advance. Somebody said maybe that's why they named it Advance. And then there was the USS Advance, I think, during the Confederacy. So anyway, just a little bit of trivia there. And speaking of trivia, not one person could call us up and tell us what the item was that was listed that Griff and I pranked dished last hour. I have a $25 gift certificate to Bubble Fest if you can call in.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
Tell us what that was. And the telephone number is 888-RADIO-30. And if you'd like to join us in the chat board, by the way, it's pretty easy to get there. You go to ebayradio.com and you click on the big orange Listen Live button. Then click group chat, or if you've already got the eBay Radio Player open, there is a group chat link right on it. Click that. It'll take you through community sign-in directly to the eBay Radio group page. Then you'll scroll down below the Listen Live and Archives on Demand buttons, and the chat board is the top discussion post. It has the words today, exclamation point, chat board, and today's day right in the title.
Oh, okay.
Griff, so
yeah, my name.
What do you have plans for this weekend? Are you going to do any listing?
I haven't listed in quite a while. I had plans for last weekend, and then something else happened. So I don't know.
I've got things lined up, and the first thing that we took a picture of in this new lineup is a perfume bottle, and it looks like hell. I don't know. The perfume, and it looks yellow. I mean, I don't know. Something's wrong with the lighting or something.
Is it, what kind of perfume is it? What is it called?
Turquoise. And it's almost a complete bottle, and it's a big bottle. I only used it 2 or 3 times. And it's got a little turquoise thing on the top. And
how are you lighting it?
It's, John's doing it.
Are you using the box? Did you buy the box?
He tried the box, and he tried our Chase table, too, and we can't quite get it to look right.
This is Ralph Lauren, right?
Yes. You know, so I don't know. You know, I think I'm too particular, and I need to just list the darn thing and get it over with.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Because I think somebody's going to buy it. It's good stuff. I just sneeze. Just about any perfume nowadays, I sneeze.
Let me take a look. Send me the photos. I'll tell you what you're doing. It's because the bottle itself, the fragrance is yellow. Do you have the box?
No.
You didn't save the box. Okay,
no.
So it's a squat little bottle.
Yeah, but it's the bigger bottle, too.
Yeah,
I mean, it's,
right.
You know.
It could look a little yellow, depending on the light.
Yeah. Okay.
But
well,
send me the photo.
I'll send you the photos. Thank you.
Or what you're doing right.
That.
Yeah, you think the liquid inside would be turquoise color. It's not.
It's not. We know that. But
does it have a little turquoise?
Yeah, on the top.
Yeah, that's another
top. It's a cute bottle.
Why don't you like the perfume?
It makes me sneeze.
How big is the bottle? Is it the 4.2 ounce?
Is there a bigger one than that?
No, it's the biggest one
It's the biggest one. We have the biggest one they make.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What are you going to sell it for?
I'm not sure yet. I looked it up the other night, and I think if I sell it for like $20, I'll sell it right away.
Wait, how much is in it?
About 95% of it.
$20?
You think I should sell it for more?
Yeah, I'd sell it for a little bit more than that.
Because
it's an almost full bottle.
Yes.
Yeah, I would sell it for a little bit more than that. You just say, what you do is you say, practically full, sprayed it 3 times. That's all you have to say.
Okay.
And I would sell it for like $50.
Really?
Yeah, there's a bottle here that has a lot missing, At is yours is the pure perfume or is it eau de cologne?
Eau de cologne.
All right, so that's different.
Yeah.
Doesn't have the what it has is a round top with a turquoise inlay.
Yes.
Yeah, you can sell that for about $50.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Right. Well, we'll get it listed, but I'd like to send you over the
pictures.
And I'll
take $5 for the advice. No,
yeah,
I'm kidding.
Okay.
I'm kidding.
Ha.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, I'll send that over to you because that's like taking the first pickle out of the jar to get us to relist again, to get us to start listing again. So that was our first one. And see, that can happen to somebody too, you know. You're all excited and you get that first thing up there and you're taking the pictures and they look like crap and you say, well, something's wrong with either the camera or I've got the lighting wrong. I'll come back to it later. And it just sits there.
Yeah.
So to any of you listening, if that happens to you, finish the listing.
Finish it, darn it.
Finish the listing. Exactly. So, I'll send you the pictures. In fact, I think I have them on my phone. I'm not sure because John sent them to our Dropbox, I think. I can send them to you. So you don't know what you're going to be doing this weekend. So what about your holidays? Do you have plans for your holidays?
Yeah, sort of.
You going to go eat Christmas dinner? You're not going to cook it, are you?
No.
Okay.
I don't want to sound pathetic. I don't see how I can avoid it.
Howie's going to be gone for Christmas.
I will be spending those 2 weeks with the dogs, quietly at home.
Well, you know, there's something to be said for that once in a while, Griff.
I think so, yeah.
You know?
I'm thinking I might go and volunteer at a shelter or something. That'd be fun.
Well, that would be good.
Yeah.
How kind of you.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like someday I'll be in that position.
Yes,
every time I go
you
by
may be in a shelter.
When I go by St. James Park, I'm always very deferential to the people, the homeless that are there, because I'm thinking there, but for the grace of God.
They could be your buddies soon.
Right, so you got to be nice. So they'll welcome me into their ranks,
well,
as opposed to
being
saying,
a person who's been there before with two babies having to have a church come over with a pickup truck to take me out of government housing. I know what it feels like to not know where your next penny's coming from. This happened to me a long time ago. I was a teenager. It's a scary thing. And a lot of the people who you were seeing in these shelters now, Griff, had jobs and families and everything else and just ran into hard times financially.
Right.
If you think for a minute that all those people in those shelters are drug addicts, they're not. They're normal people and families and children. And
it's amazing to me how callous some people can be. You know, that whole, get a job.
I know.
Yeah. So here's the thing. I wonder, you know, I could start, instead of joining them, I could start a little business and employ them selling things on eBay.
Yes.
Instead of complaining, I could be looking for a solution.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, there are some people in those shelters, a lot of women with children, who have, they have skills.
Well, yeah,
they have computer skills. They worked. There are people with skills in there. That's a good idea, Griff.
Yeah. I think I'm going to explore that.
Set up some sort of a system where you can teach how to sell on eBay to these people.
Exactly.
Wow. I like it.
Anyway, that's how I'll be spending the holidays. And I'm perfectly okay with that. So.
Well, you can come down and have Christmas dinner with us, but we don't know where we're having Christmas dinner yet.
Really?
Yeah, as soon as we do, we'll let you know.
Well, so are you going to go out to a restaurant or something?
Yes. That's what we're going to do this year.
Well, maybe I'll do that.
We're not going to cook.
The problem is I can't leave my dogs, you know.
Even for an afternoon to go have Christmas dinner?
No, maybe. We'll see.
You know, let your friends know you're going to be alone. Somebody will invite you over. Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30. If you want to invite Griff to dinner, give us a call, 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630.
Why did I not? I didn't even think you were going to do that. That's funny.
No, really.
Can you get any sad violin music to play?
Yeah, we could, I suppose. We could.
Actually, what I could be doing is 2 weeks of preparing for my business listing and photographing and inventory taking. I can stay undistracted and very busy.
Better you should go help in the shelter. We'd like to know the story after you do it.
Oh, I would love to go help in the shelter.
Yeah,
actually.
I think that would be a good idea.
I think I'm at that stage where I'd like to do something useful during the holidays as opposed to spending more money.
Why not?
Anyway, so yeah, it's it'll be interesting, and I'll give you an update because our last shows are next week for the year, right?
Right, next Tuesday and Thursday,
right, and then we're
off
back
until January 7th.
January 7th, exactly. So it's a long time.
It is,
and I should warn you that I'm thinking, and we'll talk more about this later. I'm thinking I have a sabbatical due, and I'm thinking of taking it in April.
Okay.
So we'll talk more about that. That would mean finding...
Yeah, we thought we would do some specials while you're gone. Yeah, yeah, we want to talk to you about it.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
You know, having a whole show of one subject and having the guests on. And
oh, that's a great idea.
Specials.
Maybe I won't go on sabbatical, so I can take part.
No, no, no.
Oh, wait, but that defeats the purpose.
We could do it anyway, even if you were here.
No, that's a great idea.
Yeah, that's what we thought we'd do.
I feel I should take it. You know, it's my third one. You get one every 5 years.
Everybody should have one.
Yeah.
Most of us do not get sabbaticals.
That's true. That's right. This segment was brought to you by 6-Bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings right from your desktop. Up next, we'll be back with our next segment, Ask Griffin Lee.
You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. And be sure to tune in Tuesdays as well for eBay Radio from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Only on BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
When it comes to shipping, efficiency is everything. You need a powerful tool that works with you to streamline the process. Endesha lets you purchase postage and print shipping labels right from the desktop of your PC or Mac. They offer the best possible USPS rates and help you build your brand with easy customization of your shipping labels. Endesha imports orders and shipping information directly from eBay, then posts back tracking numbers so you and your customers can track packages at a glance. Endesha even offers delivery status notifications. And for those occasional returns, Endesha lets you create and print out return labels without paying for postage until a label's actually used. They also can automatically refund postage for unused labels. Try it free for 30 days at Endesha.com.
Can you believe these markdowns? What a great deal.
I know. I always check their clearance rack. Sometimes I find something for me, and sometimes I find something perfect for my eBay store.
I didn't know you sell on eBay.
I sure do. Just last week, I shipped items to customers in Australia, Germany, and Brazil.
Well, how do you know what to sell?
I use my Terapeak mobile app. I just search for a few keywords, and Terapeak finds matching eBay sales. I can tell which sizes and styles sell best and what each garment is worth on eBay.
That's so clever. How did you hear about Terapeak?
I went to www.terapeak.com and signed up for a 7-day free trial. It's easy to get started, and they offer free training content.
Smart sellers use Terapeak, the leading eBay research solution. Sign up for your free trial today at terapeak.com. That's TERAPEAK.com.
Hello, eBay seller. We're the new kid on the block. We know when you source smarter, you sell better. That's a fact. So we've created a new service for eBay sellers. We're Bulk, spelled B-U-L-Q, but pronounced Bulk. At Bulk.com, we offer you a new, more comfortable way to buy wholesale goods. Our products come from major U.S. retailers who like to move excess, open box, customer returns, and salvage inventory quickly. Our pallets offer a complete manifest of every item, so you know exactly what you're getting. And some pallets are as low as $200. So you can start small and grow with us. Rest assured, we stand behind the accuracy of our manifests in both condition and composition. And we even handle the shipping to your home or office. Visit us at Bulk.com and browse our pallets like any new kid on the block. We want to meet you. Bulk.com. That's B-U-L-Q.com. The new way to buy liquidation goods.